The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here. And the under the awning here at Cornerstone Community Bank at 197 Hartnell Avenue, we're here for RABA, and we're gathering funds for our veterans for their tickets that they can have, the bus passes that they can ride free all year. So we're going to be talking a lot about that. And but let's start off. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
And what national day is it today?
All right, we got a couple. We got National Seatbelt Day. And
well, you know, I wear my seatbelt, and but when I really, you know, there's a little store down the street. I mean, it's all back roads, right? It's like 2 minutes from my house. If I really want to feel like I'm an outlaw, I don't put my seatbelt on. But then I feel guilty because I know this will be the time that somebody will ram into me. So anyway, okay.
Well, watch out because it's also National Pickle Day.
One of my favorite fruits is pickles. I love pickles. I love all kinds of pickles. Anyway, okay. Weather. And the weather today, showers and patchy fog. Now, David's telling me but we're not going to hit the showers until after 8 o'clock. But we're undercover here, so we're all right. And then tonight, a chance of showers, mostly clear, and a slight chance tomorrow. And Saturday's going to be mostly sunny, showers on Sunday, and a slight chance of showers on Monday. We have been getting snow up in the higher elevations. In fact, I saw a wreck up there. I think it was on Route 89 that it was all snow caused. So, and the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned business, been in the business about 30 years. They're into their third generation, the Kinney family there. They are great people. They do treat their customers like friends. They get discounts for seniors and veterans, and it's a veteran-owned business. Try them out. They are really, you won't be sorry, they're really fine people. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. And I forgot to say, it's, gosh, what is it, 7:07 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, and here on the 14th of November. Pat Carter's here, helped me come set up, and David, of course, is on the other end, and on our very elaborate system we have here, our multi-million dollar broadcasting system. It's amazing that we just finished paying it off the other day. You know, well, how much was it, Pat? $3.2 million, our broadcasting system here.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you believe that, come on down and give us about, oh, say $1,000 for our RABA bus passes. Okay. Hey, I'm here with Roger Plato, and Roger is the man behind, one of the people behind the from the Enterprise Lions Club, but he's one of the men behind the City of Shasta Lake Veterans Day Parade. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning, America. Good morning, Redding. Good morning, you wonderful veterans. We really appreciate all you've done for us. We were here at Shasta Lake last week. We had an amazing parade. We had 83 entries in the parade.
It seemed like more.
It did. Didn't some of the groups were really long.
The Dirt Devils or something like that.
Yeah.
They must have had 12 entries in there.
They were fun.
The Dirt Devils were, and I'm not sure that's their name, but they're all off-road guys in these, ATVs, I guess. Yeah, I guess they were. They're painted and everything, and they had kids. Everybody was in this thing. And then, of course, my favorite one was the Buckeye Cuties. The Buckeye Cuties are a group ranging from age, I think it's like 15 to 3. The 3-year-old was at the end.
The 3-year-olds were amazing.
And they, you know what? They were in this, and They were marching good. I've seen them in the rodeo parade. That last one is not happy. That last one is just not happy. So it was a wonderful parade, Roger. You all do a great job every year. Had a flyover with the jet.
Yeah, so the parade was our 31st. And as I said, we had 83 entries. It lasted an hour and 15. And just like today, I promised no rain, okay? And we didn't have rain, even though we said it was going to rain.
I was ready, but there wasn't. It was a beautiful day.
It was a great day. Yeah. And great for the veterans. You come on down to Cornerstone Bank here, and as he says, put in $1,000. If you put in $1,000, I'll buy you breakfast.
Roger will buy you breakfast. Right. And take you to, you know, I tell you what, and he'll take you to breakfast at Black Bear Diner right down the road here. Except I'm losing Roger. You're heading someplace else right now. Is that right?
Yeah, I've got to go someplace else, but I do go to Black Bear Diner about once a week.
Oh.
They got amazing milkshakes.
Well, come on by sometime because we have Black Bear Diner bucks, and we'll probably be giving some of those away today to our callers. So, Roger, thanks a lot. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, and thank you for your family. I guess they were here.
They had a wonderful time. Yeah, the kids were here. New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
New Mexico.
Yeah, they came up for the parade.
And this was the first time?
This was their first parade, and then we went to the Marine Corps Ball the next night.
Okay.
Their birthday ball. Yeah. So, yeah.
That was one of my favorite things, to see the people come from all over to this parade, especially your family.
Well, you know what my son said? He's a U.S. Marshal. He's chief of New Mexico, the chief marshal. Not the U.S. Marshal, but, be like his XO, But he said he really got his dose of patriotism. And he just thought it was wonderful because they don't have things like that down in Albuquerque. So, no, it was wonderful. So thanks a lot, Roger. Thanks a lot for the Enterprise Lions
Club. Thank you for having me.
Okay.
God bless you, veterans.
Okay, hey, look, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by 4Winds Jewelry. 4Winds Jewelry voted best in the North State 2023, 2024. And they are. The only full jewelry store in the area, in town, with a watch repairman, a stone cutter, a great selection of jewelry. Linda's already saying, well, when are we going down to 4Winds Jewelry? I said, well, they've got great selections, great prices, but next month they have their big sale right before Christmas. That's 4Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And, David, it's all yours.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Original Exclusivos Nicaraguan Puro Corojo Wrapper equals a Don Pepin Classic. Cubanesque in flavor, strength, and size, this is the stick to celebrate your latest victory. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Make Mondays the best day of the week with Monday Night Football at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come on down to catch your favorite team on any of our 13 screens inside overtime. Join us for an epic watch party packed with excitement, good company, and amazing prizes. 49ers, home game tickets up for grabs all season long. Enjoy the delicious stadium snacks menu. Get your team gear on. Grab your friends and see why Mondays are the talk of the football season. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
So, David? Got it. Hey, welcome back. Free Fire Radio. We're down here in the RABA and the bus passes for veterans. We got everybody down here. We've got Q97. We got K Shasta. We've got something called Wolf Power. I guess that must be another station, Wolf.
You know what? Let's be honest. The helicopter is the best thing.
That's right. Plus, we have the Northern California Historical Association with that Huey out here, and the fire department with the giant flag hanging down. So yep. You're not going to miss us, that's for sure. Hey, welcome back to the show. It is 7:17 in the morning, and we're under a – I think we're going to hold off on rain, but we're down here, and all you – do and you come down to the corner Cobblestone Shopping Center and you'll see us. You can't miss the flag and all of us down here. Just come on in and they're collecting donations. Now these donations go to raise money for bus passes for veterans so the veterans can ride the buses. And we're going to have a Robert rep over later on because they've got some really new things that are happening that are really responsive to our community. I'm here with Tyler Whittle. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. Hey, you know what? This is a good reason to be up at 7 a.m.
You're always out at these things.
Honestly, I love this event. I've been a big supporter of this event. This is like my fifth or sixth year being a part of it. We have a lot of veterans in Chess County.
17. No, it's not that many now. It's down to about 13,000. That's a lot of
that's
people.
Lot.
Out of 198? Yeah, it's a lot of people. And the reason that it's dropped is that, a lot of them are passing away.
Yeah.
And there's a number that are moving away.
Yeah, absolutely.
Going to another place.
I was reading an article the other day in regards to how they're expected to see a higher increase of young adults joining the military under new leadership. They want to see some, they actually want to fight for their country, so.
I think what you're going to. What's happened is because they've been 50,000 short, or more for the last 2 years, maybe even three. The only service that has made its recruiting goal was the Marine Corps. And we're smaller than the other services, but we've made our recruiting goal. And my whole thing on that was, okay, that's going to happen to a certain point that draft's coming back. You know, if they're short 60,000 people, they're going to draft 60,000 people.
I think you're going to see a massive influx of young adults who want to, be a part of the armed services and do what's right for our country.
Well, people say, well, the economy is so hot that they wouldn't go in. Well, that's not true, because we've had, throughout our history, we've had hot economies, and we still had more than enough young men and women enlisting in the military. And now I think they're going to see there is going to be a change.
I think it comes down to trust and leadership.
It is.
Right?
And when things would happen, and let's just face it, the young men and women coming in are conservative, mainly a conservative group out of the South and the Southwest and in the mountain states, east of the I-5 along the coast. And when they were seeing things and reading things, I'm sure they had a lot. It was disquieting about, being promoted may have a lot to do with, diversity.
Mm-hmm.
And, the military has never been like that. You know, the reason that African Americans joined the military is because of equality, and they could rise quickly because of their abilities, not because of anything else.
Well, I think military-wise, we're getting out of the politics of it and going back to the protect your country, protect your flag. And everyone, no matter who you are, everyone fights on the same level.
Everybody.
Right?
You're fighting for your brothers and sisters.
Exactly.
Anyway, so what are you doing now? Last time I saw you, were raising money for Turtle Bay.
Yeah, now I'm out here because I want to make sure all the veterans have all the services they need, right? We got that new amazing VA hospital out there by the airport. We got to make sure they can get from their place here downtown or in Central Reading or East Reading and get all the way out there to the airport now.
Yeah.
And it's a little thing.
Well, it is a big thing, and we're going to have – I had a Lava on yesterday, and they've got a couple of new – one of them's not too new, but the other one is – that it's literally like an Uber.
Yeah.
It's literally like an Uber. You can call them, and within 20 minutes, they pick you up at your house and will take you where you need to go.
Which is amazing,
right? And it's free for veterans and for people with disabilities.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's amazing.
What's great, too, is this is the first year that we're not raising a bunch of money just so we can get the minimum amount of bus passes. We've done so well with this fundraiser over the last few years that now it's year-round veterans ride for free. So now the goal is just maintaining that.
That's right.
Which is huge.
I mean, it is huge.
They launched that last year, and I thought that was the most exciting thing because, we could do that in a community like ours. You're not going to see that in big cities.
Yeah, because this money does not come out of your taxes. This is all on donations.
Yes.
No grants or anything. It's all on donations. And the people of I was just telling Matt Mosley, the president of Cornerstone, I've shown him five fingers and three fingers, and he said, "You want me back at 9?
Right.
Okay. But he's got a lot of great people working for him, though.
Oh, only Matt gets an option. You can either show up at 5 or show up at 3. It's up to you.
That's it. Going back to this is none of this money comes out of your tax funds. None of it comes from even grants.
Right.
All of this is from our local donations, and it's been a huge success, and we want to continue to do that. And right now we're sitting out here. I know it's a little bit early, 7:23 in the morning. However, feel free to come through here. There's people standing here that will be, I think Tyler's one of the people standing here to take your money.
I'm watching Asphalt Cowboys guys roll up. I saw RPD roll up as well too with some of their motorbikes right behind the hill over there. I mean, this is a cool community party, and it's so fun to see the group of diverse radio stations and social atmospheres all showing up for one specific cause, and that's helping our community.
Well, that is. My son and daughter were up here over the weekend. They went with the parade. We were announcing the parade in Shasta Lake. Then they went to the Marine Corps ball with us. And my son, who is always casting aspersions about California, said, I understand why you like it here, up here in the North State. He says, gosh, the people are so friendly. It's, the scenery is beautiful. I said, yeah, I mean, we got problems because it's California, because, you know, Democrats, bless their hearts, have keep finding ways to push people out. But I said, you know what, this is such a great place, Redding, Shasta County, the North State. It's hard to think about living anywhere else. And he understood that. Now they understand why we, you know, why we like it up here so much.
Oh, I'm right there with you. I get asked all the time from friends that are all over the country, you know, why still here? And I said, well, you got to come to Redding. It's such a different, I mean, here's the thing. We got good things happening in California, like Prop 36 going through, which is going to reverse Prop 47, and we're going to start seeing some actual penalties towards the criminal. But simultaneously, we are in such an area that it's gorgeous. The community comes together when something's wrong. None of our problems are too big where they can't be fixed. All we got to do is just step up to the plate and tackle them.
We can do it.
Yeah,
and with this election, and I'm not talking the presidential election, even though we don't know who's won yet.
Yeah.
We have 43,000 ballots as of yesterday still to count.
Yep.
What I noticed about the election, and it seemed to be a pretty clean, no mudslinging.
Yep.
People were running on, people were running on issues. And we've got some issues facing us in Redding.
Yep.
We've got a $5 million deficit that we're looking at right at the beginning of the year.
There's going to be some belts that need to be tightened.
And there's the vast majority of the money, of course, goes to, you know, first responders. But then again, well, we're going to, you know, we're already, through natural attrition, we've lost seven officers. We can't hire back.
Right.
So that's the equivalent, I think, of a shift, or a, not a shift, but a beat. A certain area, so they've got to cover that.
And I think, you know, when it comes to public safety specifically, right, we love our officers.
Oh, yeah.
We love our firefighters. We love our first responders in general, right? So I think as a community, and I'm going to speak for myself in the private sector, right, because I'll never go sit on a podium because I hate being told no.
Yeah.
I'm always going to find a way to do a yes. As a private sector, we're going to find a way to make sure that our officers have what they need. Perfect example is the fact that, you know, our SWAT team recently started up a nonprofit, Redding Tactical Officers Association. You can go to readingswat.org to check that thing out. That's where the private sector is actually helping out this group of special officers that we have that tackle the front lines aggressively for us.
Now, wait a minute.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, we've got our first donation coming in here.
Just happens to be one of the best board members for Cornerstone Community Bank.
Grab a seat right there, Bruce, for a minute. We have Bruce Dean, who's the founder and main man over at Black Bear Diner. Good morning, Bruce.
Morning. How are
you? And he brought us entire plethora of breakfast.
Nothing with me. That's where I'm going.
That's where he's going. Yeah.
Where are you going to?
Going to the Black Bear.
Oh, okay.
Thought I'd come down here and get some money out of the machine here, and here you are.
And then donate some of it to the RABA Passes for Veterans.
Ah,
since we're right here.
It's not too strategic that Carl's parked right next to the ATM.
That's right. And as you come up, I'm going to, you know what, I don't want to jump on you because you're like 6'5". But with Tyler helping me and a couple of the Asphalt Cowboys, we can get you down on the ground.
Yeah, I think
some yellow shirts.
I think you're going to take me. So anyway.
Now, here's a guy, Bruce Dean, that, as everybody knows, you could move the headquarters of Black Bear Diner.
Right.
Talk to us about that.
Well, you know, we're 163 restaurants now. Redding was number two, Mount Shasta was number one, and now we're 163. But, you know, this is where we came from. This is where I live. This is where our staff lives. This is where we want to be. You got to, I believe, in having roots, and they keep you grounded. And it's as you get larger, it's easy to kind of get off track as you feel more pressures. But the more that we stay grounded here in Redding and, you know, then good things will happen.
Well, you know, I come up to him every time I see him and I go, remember, thou art not a god. But here's the thing is you got some pretty high power people from all over the United States that work for you.
Right.
And I think one of the things and the requirement is you're going to move to Redding.
Yep.
And think about this, my friends. This is a big business.
Right.
And this man and his wife, beautiful Michelle, stay right here in Redding.
Yeah.
That says a lot about Redding and the North State.
We love it here, and we love Mount Shasta where we started, and we just love the North State. So this is where we're going to be. This is where we're going to grow the business from. We're going to start opening some units hopefully next year in Florida, which will make us coast to coast. Still going to be here in Redding.
Well, so. my son and daughter live in New Mexico.
Right.
They were wondering.
Yeah.
Because they like black hair. But there's none in New Mexico.
I kind of jumped over New Mexico from Arizona to Texas, but who knows? We'll probably back though.
Who knows? Yeah. In-N-Out's not there either.
No, so, I will tell you the few times I've driven through New Mexico, I got a speeding ticket, so I'd skip it too.
Yeah. No, well, hey, thanks for all that you're doing, and I'm going to get down and have some of that breakfast at the BBD.
There you go.
All right. You know, the other thing, too, though, is the things we do here is we do it out of love for our community. And Tyler and Bruce are involved in our community in so many ways. Black Bear Diner in Bruce is one of the main sponsors for the Simpson University bass fishing team.
Yeah,
they're like top rated in the United States.
Like number 24 in the nation.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, anyway, and I didn't mention I'm on the board here at Cornerstone, so very proud to be part of that and the kind of bank that we are and the people that we have working for us and the good that we do in the community. So
yeah,
this is something that I really enjoy. So.
Well, we enjoy it. Hey, thanks a lot for stopping by and saying hello.
You bet.
And when you get all that money out of it, since most of it in there is probably yours, when you feel free just to drop a little bit. Yeah, just a little bit here.
A little bit.
It'll buy bus passes for veterans.
That'd be good.
Okay.
All right. Hey, thanks, guys.
Oh, no, thanks
appreciate
a lot,
it.
Bruce.
All right. See
by. And let
see
me you. And let me pull you in here like this. Okay, we're going to have to take a quick break, 7:30 in the morning, right out here. We're at Cornerstone Community Bank. We're raising money for RAVA and the bus passes for veterans and supporting our veterans like this. Everything that is donated, for every dollar donated, RAVA matches it with 50 cents.
Yep.
So we've done really well over the years, and we want to keep this thing going for free bus passes for our veterans and to ride. So we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fiesta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com. Join Shasta College Saturday and Sunday, December 7th and 8th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Shasta College Farm for their annual country Christmas fair and tree sale. They have a wide variety of trees to choose from. And come and get your Christmas shopping done early with handcrafted gifts, plus proceeds will benefit Shasta College students. In addition to shopping, you can enjoy the free family fun activities with a bounce house for the kids and a petting zoo, too. It's all happening at the Shasta College Farm. Bring 6 non-perishable canned food items and receive $3 off one tree. Canned food will be donated to the Good News Rescue Mission.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Yeah? That would cover them all.
Thanks for doing this.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
It's an honor.
Thank you.
How we doing, buddy?
Oh, well, hey, good morning and welcome. I didn't hear any music. I am in the hinterlands, Dave. You got fire a flare up. Anyway, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here. But I thought that was the last one. Anyway, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Today is the 14th of November. It's like 47 degrees, cloudy. It may rain a little bit today, but let's hope it holds off till we're finished. And we're right down here at Cornerstone Community Bank at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. You can find us because there is a fire engine with a big flag hanging in the air. Every radio station around is here. I'm looking at, 297 in case Shasta and a couple others. But the reason we're here is for raising money for veterans. And one of the primary movers and shakers of assisting veterans is sitting next to me, Troy Payne, who is the new veteran service officer down here at the Shasta County Veteran Service Office.
Morning, Carl.
Good morning. And how are you doing today, Troy?
You know what? We're down here raising money for veterans. I couldn't be doing any better, Carl.
There you are. You know, what impact does this have on our veterans, these bus passes?
You know, over the last couple of years, since they moved the veteran clinic way out on Knighton Road, it's had a huge impact. We had to do some work with RABA to get a dedicated bus route out there. But now our veterans...
Which they did.
Absolutely.
They did. Okay.
Yeah. So now our veterans that were lacking some of their medical care because of lack of transportation, you know, a lot of our older veterans don't drive anymore. They weren't able to get out there after they moved that clinic.
Yeah.
And this allows them not only to have a route out there, but they can ride out there for free.
And then they've added some things. RABA has added some things to make it easier. That smaller bus that you can call and it picks you up at your house. You have to make appointments.
Schedule ahead of time.
And then it'll pick you up at your house, and it's a van, and will take you out to the clinic or other places you have to go for medical. And then the RABA rep was just on yesterday or the day before and told me this new micro transit that they're starting. I don't know if you've heard about this.
That's a new one on me, yeah. So I'll have to get with them.
This is like an Uber.
Okay.
You can call them or go online, and within 20 minutes, they'll pick you up. If you're a veteran or a person with a disability, it's free.
Wow.
If you are if for anybody else, it's $2. And they will take you to where you need to go, doctor's appointments. Maybe it's to the store.
Yeah.
You know, places where people cannot, you know, it's just hard getting there. So they're getting ready to start this. They're getting ready to launch that. And I thought, oh, my gosh. you know, sometimes if you take an Uber, it can be really expensive.
Yeah.
And if you're on a fixed income, no offense, Uber people, but it's difficult. I mean, it's $17, you know, from Hilltop to downtown, depending on the type of day, and it can be more. Having this micro transit that they're starting is just another way RABA is helping our disabled and our veterans to get around. And like I said, because of the amount of donations people have done, veterans ride free all year round.
That's correct. That's correct. Yeah, RABA has been a great partner with the veterans. They're very progressive. They're always looking for something new, something more convenient, easier for the public.
Yeah.
And like I said, with what they're doing with this event for over the last several years, it's really been a godsend, if you will, mm-hmm. for our veterans locally.
It really has. And I can't, you know, it's a big shout out. Now, people will say, well, how much we spend on RABA? You know, you need some kind of mass transportation system in the city. And, yeah, a lot of, you know, Redding and Shasta County, North State, we're drivers.
Yeah.
So, but they keep reaching out with new things to do to use a system. I mean, I'm looking at it when they start this thing. I say, I'm going to try that out. You know, if I have to go out to the clinic, I'm going to call them and just get a ride out there and give them a call. You might have to wait a few minutes, but so what? I mean, somebody picks you up, takes you right back home or wherever you want to go.
Yeah, no, I think it's a great idea.
No, you can save money on gas. You don't have to worry about having to, on how to get someplace anymore, thanks to the Reading Area Bus Authority.
Yeah. No.
Now, how do y'all play in this? It used to be you gave passes out.
That's correct. So RABA used to give out punch cards. And
right.
We would take several of those into our office. We would vet the veterans when they came in, make sure that they were actually veterans. And then we would sign out a $10 bus pass to every veteran. They'd get one a month. The last few years, there's been more than one a month because the donations have been so great in this community that we've been able to update and hand out more of those. RABA was spending quite a bit of money on having these bus passes printed and developed and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
So they came up with a bigger, better plan, like they have been a lot of lately. Now, anybody who wants to get on the bus, if they have a legitimate identification showing that they're a veteran, whether it be their VA medical care card,
mm-hmm.
that's a photo ID, their state driver's license or their state ID, that is got the veteran logo on it.
Yeah.
They show that to the bus driver.
Or your retirement.
Your DOD retirement. DOD
retirement ID. Yeah, like you said, VA gives you a card.
Yes.
Gives you a laminated card with with one of those strips on it. So all you have to do is show any of these forms of ID. Now, if for some reason they don't, you can help them with that.
Absolutely. They can come down to our office. We have partnered with RABA, and RABA has developed a nice, neat little form letter. We can vet that veteran, and we can sign off and stamp this form, identifying them and verifying them as a veteran. They can then take that down to the main RABA hub, and RABA will issue them a RABA ID to ride for free.
All right. This is just a, friends, you're out there driving around. I know you're, getting ready to go to work and all that. But take the time. And it's not just here. It's down in Anderson. It's in the city of Shasta Lake. You can stop by at Cornerstone Bank in Anderson, I believe.
Falls Ferry and Ventura.
Falls Ferry and Ventura. It's their newest branch. It came on about, 3 years ago, I guess, about 3 years ago. So just stop by here, and we're over where the drive-through banking is and by the ATM. So as I thoroughly embarrassed Bruce Dean when he was here, saying, Bruce, when you're taking out all the money, just drop $100 in my hat here. I got a cowboy hat. I love to fill up with money. Okay. So just drive by, drop off $1, $2, whatever, because every dollar that's donated, Robin will match it with 50 cents.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're not going to be able to beat that. So, what? Oh, you just hired a new. You just hired a new person to help out veterans. Is that correct?
We did. I have two that we hired in May that have passed all their accreditations. They're waiting on the VA to do all their stuff, so that they can go to work independently with us. We just hired another Army veteran, Ms. Kelly Porras. She is beginning her training. She's been with us for about 3 weeks. And then you'll be happy to know, Carl, I hired a Marine. And
wanted to bring a little class to the office, I can see. Because there's Navy, Army.
And that's it.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
So he's better have big shoulders.
Yeah, right? Mr. David Davis will be with us on Monday. He'll be indoctrinated.
Yeah, in a thick skin. Yeah. So. No, you all do so much for our veterans. And, you know, you were just on the other day. Of course, Troy has just been appointed, the veteran service officer in the last, month?
October 6th, officially.
October? Okay, October 6th. So, yeah, just a bit over a month. And I can't think of a better choice. Troy's been there for 12 years?
Nine years.
You're close. I know it's been there a long time. So he understands the ins and outs. He understands about dealing with the CEO over there.
Oh, yeah.
And I just saw that when they were doing the presentations for the opioid money, that I saw the Shasta County Veteran Service Office in there might be getting some money to help out.
That's fact. We're working on it.
Okay.
So
So they had the first presentation.
We did.
All right. So, okay, hey, we have to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Yeah, we're here, Cornerstone. It's a local bank, local board of directors, has won awards for being one of the best small banks in the nation. And we do business with Cornerstone. We're real happy there. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and one down in Anderson. All of which you can, come by. Well, the one here on at the Cobblestone Shopping Center and the one down in Anderson on Ventura Street down there. You can stop by and drop off donations for the bus passes for our veterans. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Looking for a great way to spend your Sunday? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our Sunday brunch. Available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. End your weekend with us and get this all-you-can-eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card or $55 without. Kids under 10 eat for just $15. Gather your friends and family and enjoy our wide variety of specialty entrees, perfect for a relaxing Sunday morning or afternoon. For menu or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays that warm, happy feeling of being together with family that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
Hi, friends.
RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Original Exclusivos Nicaraguan Puro. Corojo wrapper equals a Don Pepin classic. Cubanesque in flavor, strength, and size. This is the stick to celebrate your latest victory. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio down here in the Cornerstone Community Bank in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. I was just trying to say all of them at one time, and it's not working really good. Hey, it's the 14th of November and 7:50 in the morning, and it's 47 degrees out there and cloudy. And we're here. What are we here for? We're here to, as we are every year, to raise money for the passes. The Rob a Bus passes for our veterans. It's been successful. It runs all year round. And what it does, it allows our older veterans and veterans with disabilities to be able to travel to the clinic and to other medical to do shopping and all that because they can't drive or driving has become a problem.
Absolutely.
And I'm here with Troy Payne, who is a Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, who sees this thing firsthand. So, you know, what's some of your feedback from this, Troy?
You know, it's really been amazing. We do have a pretty good sized population of older veterans and people that are on the retirement track. And a lot of them, you know, they're not driving anymore. So this is allowing them to get out, get their grocery shopping done, get down to the mall. We have a lot of mall walkers that don't drive. They go down, get their exercise. They get out to the clinic. It really has given them an opportunity to have a quality of life that they may not have if it weren't for being able to use mass transit like we've got.
And, you know, in the regular bus lines, it's very difficult because they run, even though they run on time, they're not going to go to every place that the veterans need to go or people with disabilities need to go.
Correct.
So now RABA has introduced their not the micro one, but was it on demand? What do they call it?
Yeah, it's
a van that you can set appointments, and this van will come up, pick you up at your house, take you to where you're going, and then pick you up later.
Yeah.
But you have to set this up ahead. Now, we were just told day before yesterday that they've started something called Micro Transit, where you can get an app, or you can just call them, and it's like Uber, and it'll come to your house and or wherever you're at. Pick you up, deliver you where you have to go, and it's free for veterans and those with disabilities.
Wow.
For other people, it's like $2. So, you know, I know the RABA people are running like chickens with their heads cut off from spot to spot. Maybe we'll tackle one of them when we see them again. But that's really going to be a huge thing.
That's good.
And say your caregiver goes with you, or your wife or your husband goes with you. It only costs $1 for them to ride.
Yeah.
So,
that's
I mean, you can't beat that. You don't have to find parking. You don't have to do any of that. They'll take you right to the clinic. They'll take you right to the grocery store, wherever you're going, or to the mall.
Yeah.
Like you said, a lot of them walk there. I did his food that is very unstable here. Thank you, Cornerstone. What are we looking at here with the new administration coming in? Do you think it's going to be? We still have a horrible problem with veterans and suicides.
We do, and
the veteran like we have a great veterans clinic. We're blessed by that, but there's other places that don't.
You're right, Carl.
Do you think that Trump's going to jump into this?
Well, remember, as much as you know, some would like not to. Remember that this isn't his first go around with this. So he was very successful in this and very proactive during his first term. So I fully expect the same. I expect him to be active. I expect him to hold the VA, Veterans Administration, accountable to take care of our veterans, and they've done a good job.
They have, and you know, I can't point at anything at the Biden administration that's, you know, like taking money away or anything. So I don't have anything bad to say or anything negative that I can think of, but you see it a lot more than I do.
Yeah. It's been positive for the last several years, as far as the federal government and their view on the Veterans Administration and our veterans. Hiring is their biggest problem. It's keeping people in positions. They have a lot of turnover, but that's not the fault of the Veterans Administration.
No, that's not. That's just happening.
Yeah, and that's happening all over the place.
Well, I can tell, and I tell people this, is when I got into the when I first retired the first time I retired, I didn't go by the VA. I didn't go by any clinics. I was taking jobs and all that. Never even thought about it. But when I moved here to Reading, somebody said, you know, I had a weekly show on another station at 7 a.m. That they, you know, there was some problems over at the clinic I was hearing. So I went over there to sign up to see. And, thankfully I didn't have any problems. And in fact, I've had the same doctor, Complato, for 17 years, the same guy, or 18 years, the same guy.
He's been there since the Lord was a private.
He did, and I said, how long are you going to be here? He said, well, I just extended for another couple years, which is good for me. Because I walk in, and he notices the way I walk. Yeah, that knee bothering you, huh? Oh, I'm okay. But it'll be interesting. Pete Hegseth, what's his name? Now is DOD.
Yeah.
And that just blew people away.
Yeah.
Now, when I got back from Iraq the last time, Hegseth put together, you know, he was really supporting veterans, you know, of course he served, I think, 2 or 3 combat tours.
Yeah.
And brought back a bunch of us to D.C.
Yeah.
Just kind of this is what's going on. And we ended up on the South Lawn of the White House.
Wow.
They wanted our Social Security numbers. And when people were going, why? I said, well, something big's happening. If you don't want to give your Social Security number, that's fine, but you can't participate. So, of course, we all did it. And so Linda and I were on the South Lawn of the White House. That's the first time I met him.
Yeah.
And he is... I think he's going to be a big surprise to people when he goes into that, because he's very accomplished. The guy's got his master's from Harvard. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Not that that means anything, except he's not an uneducated person.
No, he's well-versed.
Well-versed, yeah. So we'll have to see what's going to happen on January 6th, because I get the thing about this time with Trump is this is not his first rodeo.
Correct.
And he made some... he made some poor decisions the last time around.
Yeah.
But now he knows how it's done. So it'll be interesting to see what happens on January 6th.
Yeah, it'll be, that's a good way to put it. It'll be interesting to see how the nation reacts.
Well, the nation, kind of overwhelmingly, voted for Trump. convicted felon, you know, quote, convicted felon, all these other things. And the people look at the job he did, and they want the economy fixed. They want our military fixed. They want the border closed. I mean, it's pretty obvious what people want. And you don't pick up strength in every level, every group like that.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, people are bought into the message of, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago?
Right.
Anyway. But we care about it as our veterans. And our active duty military, of course.
Yes.
And wanting to make sure they're taken care of. And that's what we're doing right now, my friends. Come on by. We're at the, and I don't care where you give the money to, because there's a bunch of people out here. But if you drive through the drive, if you come up to the drive through over by the ATM, I'm more than happy to take a donation here for our veterans so that they can ride Raba for free. Yeah. Oh, we have to run. So we'll be right back after the news.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
On the right, seem to be pretty upset as well. Other Trump nominees include Senator Marco Rubio for Secretary of State. And Republicans are savoring the prospect of holding on to their House majority.
With the presidency, the Senate, and the House in hand, the Republican Party ushers in a new political era. Speaker Mike Johnson said House Republicans have a mandate to quickly implement President-elect Trump's policies, such as significantly scaling back environmental regulations and ending what he called wokeness and radical gender ideology.
And that's correspondent Bernie Bennett. Wildfires continue to rage across parts of New York and New Jersey.
Northeast states are dealing with some of the driest conditions they've seen in nearly 120 years, with numerous wildfires burning in places that haven't seen significant rain since August. The Jenkins Creek wildfire at the New York-New Jersey border is about 50% contained. In New York City, Fire Commissioner Robert Tucker talked about the conditions as a blaze at Inwood Hill Park tinged the air in Upper Manhattan with smoke.
This is exactly what we expect to see when it's been as historically dry as it's been.
Governors of New Jersey and New York have put those states under drought warnings and are calling on residents to voluntarily conserve water. I'm Jennifer King.
On the West Coast, the massive mountain fire in Ventura County, California, now about 80% contained. The blaze has charred more than 20,000 acres. Under a consent agreement with the feds, Ford will pay the government up to $165 million. This for moving too slowly on a recall and for failing to give accurate recall information. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 19 points, the Nasdaq off 33. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Our nation's problems have been building for the past 50 years, and they're not going away overnight, which is why we must prepare now for a financial collapse that will affect the entire economy. The good news is there's an easy way to do that. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and I believe everyone should consider a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group to diversify their IRA or 401k. Gold is a proven bedrock in almost every kind of economy. To learn more, get a free info kit from my trusted friends at Birch Gold by texting the word PREPARE to 989898. Don't wait until decades of government irresponsibility comes crashing down on your retirement. Get your free info kit on gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group now. Text PREPARE to the number 989898. That's PREPARE to 989898.
The Philippines is under the highest level of weather alerts as a powerful super typhoon makes landfall.
The authorities say it's expected to bring 3-meter high coastal waves and winds that could inflict strong damage on buildings that are normally considered to be a low risk. This is the fifth devastating storm to hit the archipelago in 3 weeks. So floodwaters are already high and emergency resources are running low. This year's typhoon system has been especially deadly. 159 people have been killed in storms since September. Officials worry that number will rise by the end of the week.
The BBC's Celia Hatton. The head of the UN Atomic Energy Agency is warning that the space for negotiation and diplomacy is getting smaller over Iran's nuclear program as wars in the Middle East rage and as President-elect Trump will soon be returning to the White House. News and analysis. townhall.com. What's in a name? Quite a bit, according to the City by the Bay.
A federal judge has ordered the Port of Oakland to stop using San Francisco Bay Oakland International Airport as its airport's new name, while a lawsuit by the City of San Francisco over copyright infringement is ongoing. San Francisco sued over what it said is a trademark violation. It asked a federal judge to issue a preliminary injunction saying Oakland Airport's new name is confusing people who want to fly to the San Francisco International Airport. The judge on Tuesday issued an order agreeing with the copyright violation argument, saying San Francisco spent millions to develop its brand. Keith Peters reporting.
Arguing that it's unconstitutional, some gun rights groups are challenging Maine's 72-hour waiting period for firearms purchases. They've gone to court. Maine, one of a dozen states, had such a waiting period on the books. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here on the 14th of November, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And we're down at the Cornerstone Community Bank at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. And why are we here? We are gathering funds for our veterans, for RABA bus passes. It's been a big success, my friends, this money that it's donated today is what keeps us going. There's no tax money going in here. There's no grants. These are all off of donations, and people are coming in. Randall Hempling just came in and dropped a check off that, you know, you can come in, drive by, right? We're over here by the ATM. You can take money out of the ATM and just drop it in this cowboy hat that's sitting on the table here. And, or just give me a credit card and I'll use it. Okay, I don't know if I can do credit cards, but hey, I'm here with Matt Mosley. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Thanks for inviting me to be on your show, and thanks for being here. This is 15 years that we've done this. This is the 15-year anniversary this year.
Well, we've been out here as long as I think about
every
as long
year.
As we have,
yep.
Every year. Matt, of course, is the president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I've known Matt for at least 14, 15 years when we started the station.
Yep.
Yeah, you worked at a different facility, and then you have just moved through the banking world to you now a mover and shaker.
Well, you say that. I just appreciate getting the opportunities that I've gotten and, you know, getting the opportunity to work for such an incredible organization. We love our veterans. We've supported veterans ever since the bank was founded. We have tons of veteran customers, employees, and you know, even today we have a big old helicopter in the parking lot, and a couple of veterans manning that helicopter.
Yep, that's we're going to have them on after you. You know, the thing about it is, you know, Cornerstone. I know we're talking about our veterans, but you all do support the veterans. You all are a small bank, but you've won national level awards for being one of the best small banks, and you know, that's tremendous.
Yeah.
You know, right here.
We're so proud of our team and our community and what we've all created together. It really is something special.
Well, when you hear the Mosley name, your mom, your dad, I mean, I remember there was one State of the City or something, there were like four awards that your family won, if I remember right. And your mom was so embarrassed, but she shouldn't be because of all the things you do for our
Yeah, actually, that one was funny because they had a video of my wife and I. They had an award or something for my parents. And then actually that the invocation, my daughter Malia, who was 5, she got in front of everyone and did the invocation. I remember she said, instead of, you know, a lot of times that invocation's a really more scripted thing. 5-year-old gets up there and she says, and we asked that the food would be good, God, amen. It was just as sweet as could be.
Well, of course it is. Where's Cornerstone? Let me just talk about Cornerstone.
Yep.
You expanded down to Anderson
what a great move that was. So what are we looking at for Cornerstone here in the future, if you can share?
Yeah. Yeah, well, our core focus hasn't changed. It's to invest in our community and to grow locally. And so we've got so much more room in Shasta and Tehama counties to grow, to gain market share, and continue to give back. So we've donated every year back to our community, whether it's volunteer hours or financial donations, sponsorships, and that level of donation increases as the bank grows every year. So I always say, you know, a community bank like ours and the community are interdependent upon each other. And so the community needs a community bank like us, and we need the community to bank with us so that we can continue to invest and reciprocate.
Well, you know, and this is a good example. Like you said, this has been going on for how long? And I keep saying 17 years, but I'm not sure if that's the right number.
No, it's actually 18 years.
Okay. I said 17, but I was thinking maybe it's 18 now. Because yep. When's your anniversary?
October 2006 was our initial opening date.
Okay, so 18 years.
18 years. Yeah, we could. Month. We actually our bank's old enough to vote in this last election.
So is my truck. hey, do you do truck loans?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just thinking about it for the future. And I tell people, what we do is we do our business at Cornerstone. There's a reason for it, because we have our choice, just like everybody. And we had our money in different banks, but we've consolidated everything here at Cornerstone for two reasons. One, just great service, does everything that a multinational bank can do. It is a community bank, local board of directors. I just attacked Bruce Dean, as you know, and he came through here. He's on your board of directors. You all support our community in a lot of ways. And the money doesn't, you know, if you're another bank, it doesn't always stay here.
Right, right. Most of the money from those other banks goes outside of our community, yeah. And then we're much different than that. And then we also have some pretty cool programs that we do that we're really proud of. We offer FFA loans for kids that are in the FFA program that are raising an animal for the fair, where we offer zero interest loans to these kids. And that way, some of these kids, they can't afford to do this on their own. Their parent family doesn't have the financial ability to. So we loan them the money for free, but we make them go through the budgeting process, and, you know, they learn to take out a loan and pay it back when they sell their animal at fair. And then also we do student checking. So any kids, I think 13 might be the youngest you can do it, but you get your first checking account here, and we make it really easy, teach them to, you know, financial stability.
One of the basics of life.
Totally. Yeah. And so many kids don't learn that stuff. So we offer that. And then the other thing that's kind of cool just for everyday people is, you know, we have an ATM network that's worldwide. So a lot of times, if you go into Bank of America in New York City and you put your ATM card in there, usually they'll charge you $250 or whatever it's going to be. Our system recognizes that and then actually credits you that $2.50 back. Oh, we're going to take a picture real quick. Live on radio. But yeah, so what's cool about that is a community bank like ours, you can go anywhere.
Yeah.
You can go to Chicago, pull money out of the ATM, and you don't get charged for it because we reimburse. So it allows us to piggyback on the net. We're smart.
Well, you all are smart. So, I mean, looking at growth, which I can totally understand that there's places around here, there's room for another bank there. And being a local bank, local board of directors, and the people, it's something like, I always call it the cheers of banks. I mean, when I walk in, hey, Carl, how are you? Gonna come in here and cover that check? Or, no, they're not that rude. Anyway.
But yeah, and the trick is, and this is the thing that we focus a lot on is as we grow, we want to make sure that everyone still has that same experience.
Thank you very much. Somebody just dropped by. Thank you for your donation.
We want to make sure our customers have that same experience as we grow, so that you can walk in and people know Carl. And they say, you know what? Hey, Carl, how are you doing? How's your dog doing?
Buford. That's right. He's Buford the Wonder Dog. And now he's underneath me because I dropped some egg because my egg sandwich exploded in my face here. So he's cleaning up for me. You know, Matt Mosley, president, CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank. It wasn't your first rodeo, but I was so glad to see that, you know, when you came through there. I mean, you had a great start with your predecessor.
Yes.
And you've been in the banking industry for how long?
Well, I had my first teller job in 1998. And so I've been in it.
How could you work when you're 12 years old in the bank?
I know, child labor, Wells Fargo Bank. No.
Whack. No. Hey, we talked about the future and all this, but again, I want to thank Cornerstone Community Bank from the bottom of my heart for you being here for our veterans. And you've been there. Your family's been there. Your bank's been there to help the veterans in our community. There's a lot of us around here. And they do treat you very, very well here at Cornerstone. And an example here is people are driving by. They are donating money for our RABA bus passes so that veterans ride free for the whole year. It used to be kind of limited, but our community is so generous that they have been able now to ride year-round. For every dollar that you all donate, RABA will match it with 50 cents. And they're starting, so it's not just the bus routes, but on their van transport that can pick you up at your house. And they're getting ready to start the micro transit. That literally is like Uber.
Wow.
For free for veterans and people with disabilities. For everybody else, it's like $2. I mean, come on. It's great. Matt, thank you so much. Thank you so much for what you do for our community.
Thank you. And thank you for serving our nation as a veteran.
Well, you know what? And veterans talk. And we all feel like it's an honor. It's an honor to serve this nation and the people. Not politicians, but our families and our brothers and sisters when we're out there. And I tell you, Redding, California, and Northern California, Shasta County, Anderson, City of Shasta Lake are just great. Great places. So
great.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Mark.
All right. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th, featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights. Don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays, that warm, happy feeling of being together with family, that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Don't just watch the big game, be there.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our $50,000 Gridiron Glory Swipe to Win draw.
You and a friend could win the trip of a lifetime to witness the big game at Caesars Superdome in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Swipe your River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes.
Weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m.
Don't miss the final drawing on December 26th.
For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality?
At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation by Catherine Burns and Mike Urema, with musical arrangements by Josh Lamoureux, directed by Aaron Stewart. See this delightful musical comedy set in a small town where Mark Grinsworth aims to create the ultimate Christmas for his family while maintaining his streak in the annual Holiday Lights contest. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation, November 29th through December 15th. Sponsored by this station and these pro arts businesses.
Hey, good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We're here at Cornerstone Community Bank, and why are we here? We are raising money for bus passes for veterans in our community via RABA. Our veterans can ride free. They can either on the buses themselves or the small buses. Mm-hmm. And they're starting something called micro transit here, which is like Uber that you can call or have an app, and they'll come right to your house. If you're a veteran or disabled person, it's free.
Cool.
And if you have somebody go with you, it's only $2 mm-hmm. or $1 if they go with you. So it's a great idea. I'm here with Don Conley. Let me make sure I said that right. Don Conley from the Asphalt Cowboys. And Don's name is world famous, of course, for Jack's Grill or Jack's Restaurant.
Jack's Grill.
Grill. That's what I thought.
Bar and
Grill in the old days. Or Bravo. But the way old days. Okay. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. It's, it's one of those urban myths. All right. Don's here with the Asphalt Cowboys, and you all are, again, supporting veterans.
We are. We came down today to give a check for the vets for RABA, $1,000 check, because we definitely support veterans.
You definitely do.
Yeah, without a doubt.
You know, the Asphalt Cowboys have been such an integral part of our community for now. How long?
1953.
Wow.
That's not me personally.
Not you. No, you just, you're just a kid.
That's right. But one of the original cowboys is still alive.
Is that right?
His name is Bob Dicker from Dicker's Store.
Okay.
He's 100 years old.
Wow.
He was up for the toast with us at Riverview on that Monday.
Is that right?
And his mind is sharp as a tack.
Wow.
But he was one of the original 10.
Well, Don's been on our show before, and Don is a historian. I mean, you've got so much knowledge of what's happened around here, and we spent an hour and just barely touched on it.
That's right.
So we're going to have Don back on again now that the political season is over and we get back to normal.
Yep.
Yeah, I know. We're both, thank you, God. We survived it. I've got some Democrat friends and they're still not sure they're going to survive it. And yes, I do have a lot of Democrat friends. Some of them are very quite liberal. And you know what? We don't talk about it.
Nope.
I know they're probably a little bit upset. And, but I think America's spoken pretty clearly this
My
time.
My father told me years ago, you never argue politics or religion.
That's right.
Because in the history of man, nobody has ever changed anybody's mind.
That's it. And people know this. My sister, canceled out my vote. And she has some pretty strong feelings, but she called me the other day because we talk all the time. She FaceTimed me for an hour, and we talked for an hour right after the election, and never once mentioned politics, because we can do that. We talk about our kids, her kids. We talk about what's going on and all that.
have a wonderful time, ends up with I love yous, a lot of I love yous. And when I see the sad thing about people not going to spend Christmas or Thanksgiving with their families because of an election, and there's people advocating this, it saddens me.
It saddens me. I mean, nobody wants to lose an election or anything else, but
yeah,
somewhere you have to accept the fact that it's different. It's people are different. They believe differently.
They do. And you're right. You know, like when all the early voting and, mm-hmm. you know, you can, and people are not going to change their minds when they say we have some undecided votes. How do you have some undecided votes? I mean, this thing's been going on for a while.
Oh, yeah.
And Harris having to come in later, probably President Biden might have ended, you know, he might have retired earlier or something like that, but that's not what happened. So, and now though, it's up to the Republicans.
That's right.
You've got all three of the branches.
Now you have to step up and maintain.
Yeah, step up.
And that means you need to stay as a group.
But you also can't forget that a lot of people voted the other way.
Sure.
And now's the time, and I don't know how Trump's going to do it, but a time for the administration to reach out to get all everybody in there, make everybody feel like, yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Oh, absolutely. Especially after the last election before this that was so bitter. When he got elected and started impeachment on the first day. Those things have to go away.
Yeah, they do. And we can't continue to do that. But the Asphalt Cowboys, Don, has been, and you've been in it for how long now?
Oh, totally, probably 16 years.
16 years.
Yeah. Business got busy one time. I had to take a little vacation.
Somebody said, "What would you like to do, Carl, when you retire?" I said, "Well, I'm never going to retire, but I want to come down and work at James in the bar." Because
we'll work a deal
on that. I can, yeah, and just let me pour beer, that kind of stuff. Not that you probably sell a lot of beer to them. Asphalt Cowboys are here. We're talking with them. They just donated $1,000 to Rava for this, and which means that Rava will match that with 50 cents for every dollar. So it's $1,500 that goes for bus passes for our veterans.
Yeah.
And it's a big thing, my friends. A lot of veterans, especially the older ones, they can't drive. And it's harder for them to get out to the VA clinic. It's harder for them to get to the store.
Mm-hmm.
And with these bus passes and the smaller buses and the new microtransit they're talking about, is going to be such a boon to our community.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we need to look at.
Yeah, that's – how can you say thank you? I mean, thank you for your service, but how do you say thank you to people that from World War One? I mean, I did the prayer at review for the 11/11, and part of it is not only thanking those people that served and did not survive.
Mm-hmm.
Where would we be without them? And I think people forget that. They think about maybe the last one. But you're going back a long time.
About 1776.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
1775. And the military's been there. And we're at one of probably the smallest percentages
mm-hmm.
of our nation that's serving.
Yeah.
Is serving with, that served. But yet, there's just in Shasta County, there's like 13,000, 14,000 veterans. So those numbers are dropped because, just like you said, you know, they're
day by
World
day.
War II.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of them left. So,
you guys want to say something?
Come on, Andy. This is another of our Asphalt Cowboys.
Andy Clemens.
Good morning. Just want to say we're grateful for the citizens of Reading and businesses for giving us this opportunity to give back to the community as we do. This is, like I like to say, what completes the full circle of us doing our job of providing pancakes or barbecues and the people out there supporting us and let's turn around and support veterans.
Well, the community sure appreciates Asphalt Cowboys. And people don't realize that, you know, we talk about the pancake breakfast and these things and, you know, the steak feeds and all that. But the Asphalt Cowboys, during times of crisis, during the park fire, and other, they're out there serving meals to people that need help. You all have integral parts during disasters and times of crisis that your guys are out there providing food, providing sustenance for people in our community in the North State. So we can't ever forget that either.
Yeah. We appreciate that. You know, we're a small group, and we work hard.
You all are smart. How big are you? You're not very large.
Generally, we have about 38 members, and currently we're down to around 30 or 31.
I tried to get in one time, and you blackballed me.
Well, I've told you before.
No, I haven't. I'm just kidding. Oh, you should have seen the faces. You should have seen the faces right there. It's like, oh.
Well, come on back. We'll give you another try.
Well, you know, and one thing about the Cowboys that people don't realize, when they had the fire out, we were called out to Palisadro. Everything we have, the chairs, the barbecue, the grills, everything. So we can just hook up and go and set up in a very minimal time. And we've done that on several occasions at fire.
Provide great food, too.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, I'm here, Don Connolly and Andy and...
Andy.
Andy. Oh, you did that on purpose, didn't you? I have Andy and Andy here. They're twins. The twins, Andy and Andy.
He's younger, taller, and better looking.
Well, younger and taller, okay? And you're a little humility here. Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Don, for stopping by.
Always enjoy it.
And thank you so much for your generous donation from
Carl,
the Asphalt
thank you for
Cowboys.
Your time, service.
Oh, no. It's an honor to do this, and it's an honor to be in. I tell you what, I love being in this community. My kid's coming up from New Mexico. He's always telling me, oh, California. He gives me 1,000 reasons. And then after he was here, after the parade, after the ball, he says, you know what? I thoroughly understand why you and Linda are here and why you enjoy it so much. He says the people are just fantastic, the scenery, everything. So I said, well, you know, and he goes, no, he's not. about coming up here, but he's a U.S. Marshal, so they kind of go where he tells.
Yep.
Anyway,
yep.
So thank you so much. Yep.
Thank
and
you.
We're going to take a quick break, right? And we'll be right back.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
I'm just kidding about being blackballed. Hold on.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Celebrate Thanksgiving at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us Thanksgiving Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holidays special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Invest in your future with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready or transfer eligible in programs like nursing, forestry, teaching, accounting, physical therapy assistant, computer information systems, and many others. Classes are free for full-time students with flexible hours and compressed 8-week options. Perfect for working adults. Ask about the many financial aid options available to help you turn your calling into a career. Spring semester begins January 13th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at Cornerstone Community Bank at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. We are here to collect donations for the RABA free bus passes or bus passes for veterans. And it's a donation only. This is how they raise their money to be able to provide free bus rides for our veterans throughout the year. They don't take any money from the taxes. They don't get grants. It's all by donation. And the city and county of City of Redding and the county of Shasta has been so generous that they've been able to provide bus passes throughout the year for those that need them. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off of Athens Avenue, it's been there since 1960. It's my only barbershop I've gone to here in Redding for last 17 years. Never had a bad haircut there. And they are just really good people. Established in 1960, and it's kind of been passed down from father to son through the years. It's not a hair salon, my friends. It's a barbershop. I give them a call at 530-244-9478 to set up an appointment for things that work for me, for a time frame that works for me. So it's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. And I'm here with Kevin Knapp, who is a retired major in the United States Army, Special Forces, and he's with the Sergeant First Class Alan C. Johnson Memorial Chapter 89, Special Forces Association.
Yes, sir.
You are also associated with the Northern California
Veterans Historical Association,
which is the Huey that I see out there.
Yes, sir.
Everybody knows about the Huey.
We have the UH-1 Mobile Museum that we take around to schools and other veterans events that like this to promote veterans awareness and to share our military stories.
Well, but I tell you what, the support for veterans in Shasta County, I mean, you go to a lot of events.
Yes, sir.
What do you see in there, Kev?
A unique blend of people that will come up and especially when we have the helicopter out, we'll ooh and ah, and can I get a picture, which is one of the reasons that we do it. The North State is very supportive of our veterans, and we truly appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
But they are supportive.
Yes, sir.
And this is a way to help support veterans, my friends. You just got to stop by the Cornerstone Shopping Center here or the one in Anderson. And they've got a couple other locations. And like I said, a dollar makes a difference.
We've had people come in here. I'd love to fill up my cowboy hat. But we've had some pretty significant donations today, and Robba matches each dollar with 50 cents.
Right.
And this result is that veterans can get to doctor's appointments. They can get out to the VA clinic a lot easier now because it's out there on Knighton Road.
They have a route going out, dedicated route going out, and they have a by request a bus route, that like an Uber, that will come pick them up.
Yeah. Well, they've got that, but they just started this micro transit, and it's going to come on, and that is like an Uber.
Mm-hmm.
You can either use your use an app, or you can just call them, and within 20 minutes, you've got somebody that's going to be there, pick you up. It's free for a veteran or a disabled person, and we'll take you to anywhere you want, you know, in Reading.
For those veterans that don't have transportation or have limited transportation or ability to get out there, it's a really great benefit.
It's a super benefit because a lot of them is, you know, Korean War veterans. And now, as we're noticing in our Vietnam War veterans,
yes,
because we're all aging now. And, you know, a lot of people got injuries out there, and it just makes it harder to drive and then maybe have to walk to get someplace. Well, this is going to take you right there. So I can't, you know, this is a great, great, resource for our veterans.
Sure. We'd like to invite all your listeners to come out.
Yeah.
Stop by,
drop off a dollar.
It
does make a difference here. And we've got, they're going to be doing this till 3 o'clock right here in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. You can find this because there's this, ladder truck from the fire department with a flag hanging down. And then you can kind of look at all the, different people that are out here, all the radio stations out here. I see Patrick and Billy, really got nice guys, and, several others that are out here. And of course, there is a Huey helicopter.
UH-1 helicopter, come get your picture.
I've ridden in those. Huh? And, you know, my wife wonders why. She says, well, you know, we could take this helicopter ride. And I went, nope. No, I don't ride in helicopters. I don't ride on helicopters. And I don't really like riding on small planes. I will. Because, as you know, I've ridden with the best.
Yes, sir.
And, I had confidence that whatever we were doing, that something good was going, I mean, that they were going, you know, I was going to make it there.
Well, for me, anytime I get up, I've ridden in UH-1 helicopters, the Blackhawks, I've jumped out of them.
Yes.
With parachutes, I've ridden on a string underneath them.
Yep.
Getting in them.
Spy rig.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Guy, you got to make sure that thing's, you know, on a spy rig, you just have to make sure that harness is in the right spot.
You do, otherwise you'll be singing like Michael Jackson did when he was around. Anyway, good times.
We had a Marine that didn't quite have his adjusted, and we had to listen to him squealing for like, maybe 10 minutes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If you're wondering what a spy rig is, just look it up, and you'll say people actually did that.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing you hope for is that the pilot just didn't drag you through trees.
Drag you through the trees, or that he came down gently and not too low as he's on his approach, where you're dragging and bouncing on the ground.
Yep.
That's happened a couple of times.
Yeah, and when we do, we do casting, helo casting out of the back of a 46, jumping into the water from
40 feet at 40 knots.
Well, you tried to be a lot slower than that. Okay. Where are y'all going to be next?
Our next event, tomorrow morning, Becca's Restaurant. Every Friday morning we have a veterans breakfast. The Northern California Veterans Historical Association and Chapter 89 of the Special Forces Association. It's a combination Ranger Special Forces / all veteran breakfast. Anybody's welcome to join us. And if you're not familiar with Becca's in Anderson, she has a separate room dedicated specific to veterans. There's all kinds of memorabilia on the wall.
Well, Becca's is quite the place.
Yes, sir.
And has a huge community support there, as they well deserve, because they support veterans and our community for a lot of, you know, a lot of different ways.
We had the helicopter there Monday evening for the dedication of their new flagpole, which was a really nice event.
I should have called you when I put up my new flagpole. Could have just stopped traffic everywhere.
There you go.
How many people are in your association?
It's a small group. Mm-hmm. It started with a group of veterans going through post-traumatic stress counseling together.
Mm-hmm.
When their group sessions finished, they're going, all right, what do we do now? How do we stay together? How do we stay connected? And they linked up with PacWest Helicopters,
mm-hmm.
Who had the shell of the aircraft, and they put it together and put it on wheels. And I have been taking it to schools and other veterans events since, about the last 15-ish years.
The kids love getting in that.
Yeah, yes, they do. Even the bigger kids.
The bigger kids.
The bigger kids, too.
Yeah, you know, it brings back memories. You can go back and sit there, and you go, hmm. Yeah.
Or it starts dreams, which is one of the reasons that we do it. Whether you want to be in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, Coast Guard, or Space Force now, our new service. We have members from every service except the Space Force.
Well, we were trying to find, you know what, at the Marine Corps Ball, of course, we do our toast from all the services and to all the services. We can't find a Space Force person, so we just have the Air Force do it for them.
It's been around since 2019,
and there are
veterans of the Space Force.
Have you ever met
out
one?
There. I have met several people who served with the Space Force or serving with the Space Force.
Okay.
But not a veteran here in Northern California.
I just wonder, I probably have to research this a little bit more, because somebody said their emblem is much like Star Trek.
Their emblem, their patch, and their uniforms.
Is that right? Anyway, I'm here with Major Kevin Knapp from the Special Forces Association, but from the Northern California Veterans Historical Society.
Yes, sir.
And they're the ones with the Hueys, and they do a lot to just like this, to help raise money for veterans and to bring awareness to veterans. But also for our younger people, they're here. They take their Huey or their UH-1
yes.
out to every event that you can think of.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, for younger people, it's kind of like a dream. Yeah, I could fly one of
sure.
these because they're still out there.
Sure.
Okay. Kevin, thanks a lot. Thanks for everything you do, buddy.
Thank you, Carl.
You bet. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance.
Stiefel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, here, not in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We're out here at Cornerstone Community Bank in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. You can find us because there's a ladder truck from the fire department with a big American flag hanging over us. All the radio stations are here, the buses here, and we are here for one reason. We're collecting money from Robba for bus passes for our veterans so they can ride free throughout the year. There's no tax money. There's no grants. This is money donated from our community, and it allows our veterans who need help and assistance get into shopping, get into their medical appointments, and it gets them there, and it's a boon. It's a godsend to a lot of our veterans, and especially our older veterans or our veterans with disabilities to get to their appointments, go shopping, you know, get to the mall. Really important. I'm watching a small bus driving by right now that picks up people at their homes and will deliver them to out there Knighton Road, the VA clinic, or to other places. And they work hand in hand with our Shasta County Veterans Service Office to make sure that our veterans can do this. It's not passes anymore. So you don't have to have a punch card. You'll have your Department of Defense card, either your VA or a identification card that Shasta County Veterans Service Office will help you with. So, I'm here with, and by the way, Robba donates, will match 50 cents for every dollar, that's donated. And I'm sitting here with my cowboy hat. So if you're out driving around, you come on down here to 192 Hartnell Avenue. Just drive through the bank, the drive through. And I'm down here by the ATM. So you can take ATM money out and give us a dollar. And it would be very much appreciated. So I'm here with Frank Rose. Frankie, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
I've seen you all the time. You're on the show. I might as well make you a co-host. So what do you
Frank
think
Frank is famous
this?
Now.
I think it's a great idea. I think it's a great idea. It's a tribute with the help of the community to help veterans who don't have a lot of money and needed transportation, and some of them don't have any modes of transportation, cars, trucks, or whatever, so they depend on the bus. And I even understand, I might be corrected, but the Robba now also is going back over to the clinic over there on Knighton Road.
It does. It's got a regular, it has a regular route that goes through there. But with this new one they're getting ready to start, you can, they'll pick you up at your house. It's like an Uber. Pick you up at your house, take you right there, pick you up, take you home, take you out to the, you know, if you have to go grocery shopping. It's just, they're doing everything they can to be able to help our veterans get around to the places they need to be.
And personal.
People, yeah.
personal taxi service.
Yeah, you know, at some point, I know not for the next 10 years, you may want to think about this when you hit on, when you hit 100, maybe. Now you've got your own taxi that'll take you around. Maybe not. You'll still be driving.
But see, this is an opportunity for the community to give back not only to the veterans, but to help RABA, because they're not funded that way. So they have to depend on the community. So as our community is a tight-knit organization with the veterans, it's another mode to go give money to RABA, and in turn, RABA gives to the veterans. I think it's a great, great program.
Well, it absolutely is. You know, RABA is Reading Area Bus Authority, and you don't see a lot of people riding on the regular buses. But this type of reaching out to the community, and it is, you know, it is such a boon to our community. It's not just for veterans. Or people with disabilities. Anybody can use these bus, you know, the small buses and this new micro transit, and it's very reasonable in cost. If you think how much an Uber costs, you know, this micro transit is like $2 to ride each way, unless you're a veteran, and then you can ride free or a person with a disability. And if, say, you bring your bride with you, it's only $1 for her to ride.
So, and also, they got that hookup for your bike. You can hook your bike up on the front and take the bike where you're going.
Or your wheelchair. I think it's got that up there too. So anyway, what do you, you know, we've had a lot of stuff going. Things are, you know, you were honored as being the Veterans Advocate of the Year at the Shasta County, or at the Shasta Lake Veterans Day Parade.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well deserved. And then you were on Channel 7 being a star.
Yeah, well, that was...
It looked like your younger brother.
I was really honored to do that, and I was surprised about it, but even now when I drive around and go in the parking lot, somebody come up and say, I saw you on TV. Well, hey, we're spreading the word, and that's the main thing. Honor the veteran, and that's what this whole organization here is set up. And even if you think about the Cornerstone Bank, they're allowing them to come in and set it up because they're part of the community. So it's community, and helping the vets. I mean, what better thing can you get?
Well, Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank. It is a community bank. It's four branches right here in Shasta County, and they have been strong advocates for veterans in our community for a lot of different things. And so it doesn't surprise me that we've been here for 14 years.
Yes, it's amazing.
That's right. Gosh, when I think about it, they just celebrated their 18th anniversary right here. They started in, 2006?
Yeah.
Right? And so I can't say enough about them either. But, you know, Frank, you and Dick Wilkinson, both of you Korean War veterans, and let's just say you're over 90.
Yes.
You two are just like the Energizer bunnies. You just keep going and going and going.
Yes. And I consider him my father because he's a year older than I am.
Okay, now, and let's just mention this, that Dick Wilkinson is the one that has the big red barn.
Yes.
And that thousands of people go through there. And you can donate to the Salvation Army. And over the years he has done this, he has donated over $330,000. To the Salvation Army. Now, Dick is looking, though, for some help here in getting candy canes.
That's correct.
We're looking for 5-inch candy canes, not the little bitty ones, 5-inch. Walmart has them, and they're not that expensive. You can get a box of them or
Absolutely.
Two boxes or a case. And if you have them and you're trying to find out where to take them to, you can either take them to the Salvation Army. And if you want a write-off, they will give you a receipt for it, and you can, you know, take it off your taxes. Or you can, if you got them and you just say, hey, I just got a couple of boxes. If you want to drop them off at the station, 1326 Market Street, just come in, drop them off, we'll make sure Dick gets them. So it's a great, great way of also giving back to our community.
It's a three-way street.
A three-way street.
Yeah. To the station. It says Salvation Army, and directly to the Big Red Barn.
Yeah, everybody knows where that's at. I mean,
Merrill Court.
Merrill Court. Yeah. I imagine his there was a time where his neighbors had to get used to this, but yeah. I understand they're pretty supportive too.
Yes. Now, matter of fact, when I talked to him last night, they said, "Oh, you just caught me."
Just caught him? How?
Yeah, I just caught me. You know, I'm going out the door. What do you got to say? I said, "Well, where are you going?" He said, "I'm going to the community or town watch is where he lives. Uh-huh. They're doing a town watch meeting." I said, "Can I believe that?"
Okay, Dick is also the one that sells almost all of our raffle tickets, our gun raffle tickets to the Marine Corps ball.
Yeah, for the guns.
For the guns, yeah.
Absolutely, and he does that every year with finesse.
And by the way, if you'd like to come to next year's ball, our 250th anniversary of the Marine Corps, you might want to, when the tickets go on sale in September, you might want to get those tickets then.
Because real quick.
They're going to go quick. We were, cut off at 300 this year, and we're going to add some more tables, so we might have 330 next year.
Oh, that'd be great.
It's going to be a super event. I'm just telling everybody, warning you now.
It's a great event as well.
Okay, we got to run. So, thanks a lot, Frank, for everything.
Oh, God bless you, my friend.
Well, bless you too. Okay, hey, tomorrow, House Realty is going to join us, and, come on down, Cornerstone Community Bank. People are going to be here till 3 o'clock today, and you've been doing real good so far, so. Have a great day, and God bless America.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gate.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.